Welcome back, everybody, to the CJ Evolution Podcast. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in. On this episode, we have Autumn Schmidt on the show. She is the host and creator of one of the fastest growing law enforcement podcasts called Sheepdog Nation Podcast. I love Autumn. You're going to love her too. She's pretty no nonsense. She tells it like it is. And I think we need more of that in law enforcement. Stay tuned for this great episode on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the top-ranked criminal justice podcast. And the reason why we have that is because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please rate and review the podcast when you have a moment. Just take a moment on iTunes. Leave me a message, 5-star rating. We sure would appreciate it. And most importantly, share the shows with your friends and family. We sure would appreciate it. That's how we continue to grow and we continue to provide great content and get great guests for you, the law enforcement criminal justice professional. Love my mushroom coffee, folks. You know I'm affiliated with Four Sigmatic, an amazing company that offers just great products, cocos, elixirs, and most notably their mushroom coffee. I'm a big fan of Lion's Mane coffee. You're going to love it. It gives me that extra zip I need throughout the day. Check out the link on cjevolution.com. You're going to get 15% off of your purchases. You're going to love this product. So pumped. I got a new article that dropped on Law Enforcement Today. If you don't know Law Enforcement Today, they're one of the largest police and law enforcement publications out there. And I do talk about maybe it's time to get rid of law enforcement. All right. I'm not serious about that, but I am sick and tired of all this anti-police sentiment out there. So I kind of pose the question. Check out the article on Law Enforcement Today. Let me know what you think. Drop me a line, DM me. I'd love to hear from you. Super excited to get back into public speaking, speaking engagements. If you want me to come talk to your troops, rally the troops, pump them up, motivate them, send me a note. You're going to see a speaking engagements tab on the cjevolution.com. I would love to hear from you. Love to come and talk to your troops or organization. Send me a note. If you're like me, you listen to a lot of podcasts out there. I am happy to endorse and recommend the Sheepdog Nation podcast. As a first responder and a criminal justice professional, I love this show. I hope you enjoy this interview with Autumn Schmidt. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm super excited to have my next guest on the show. Her name is Autumn Schmidt. She's a police officer, and she is the host of the ever-growing Sheepdog Nation podcast. Autumn, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being on the show. We had a great conversation off the air. Great conversation. You're such a great conversationalist. And I know you're busy, but thank you. And thank you for your service as a police officer. And I always ask...
Hey, likewise.
Thank you. And I always ask Leos that come on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you the same question, Autumn. Why did you become a police officer?
Well, I became a police officer because I don't have the cool answer. I don't have the cool answer that everybody else has.
You don't have the can answer, and that's okay. Yeah, there was a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I want to be a role model, to be honest with you. I want to be a role model for people. Like, that's pretty much it. Go ahead.
Well, I think once you put on that badge, you are a role model. People are going to look up to you.
100%. And I knew that. And so... I just wanted to be able to, I know a lot of cops say this, I wanted to help people. I wanted to be able to talk to people which I have done and I continue to do and go and be like, hey, if I can do this, you can do whatever you think you can't do. Like, I definitely did not think I could do what I'm doing right now. Yeah. And so you totally can do whatever you want to do, you know?
But there wasn't a catalyst. There wasn't a family member who you looked up to and said, hey, yeah, my family member, he or she is a cop and I want to be like them.
Well, okay. So I do not come from a family of cops. I'm not blue bloods at all. There was two people in my life who were in law enforcement. They were inspirational, but they were not like somebody who, they were not the ones that were like, yep, because of them, I'm going in. The funny story is that, I was actually doing hair. I was doing hair at a hair salon. I was an apprentice. I was doing hair and I got I just knew one day it wasn't working out. And I just knew, I'm like, you know, this isn't working for me. So I like quit on that Thursday. Friday, I landed at this college. It was right down the road from my house that had a criminal justice major. And I said, okay, I'm going to go to college because I want to go for criminal justice. I'm going to become a cop. Like, just literally, and by on Monday, like I enrolled in the weekend. And Monday, I was in school and on my journey to become a police officer. That's kind of how it went.
Well, that is awesome. And I know we were talking a little bit off the air again. You just got your graduate degree. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. And yeah, that was a lot of work. I mean, you know what that's like.
I know. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. And you want to start teaching, and I know you're in the academies teaching some things, but you want to start teaching on the college level, right?
Yeah, I do. I do. I want to teach, you know, my approach is a realistic one, and I want to get out there and teach these, you know, I say kids, but I mean, heck, I went to college and I was an adult. So I want to teach these people what it's like in law enforcement and get them really ready for it.
Yeah. And you're, cause I'm retired now and you're probably closer connected now. And you are than I am now. I'm retired, obviously. But what do you think in your career, Autumn, what do you think some of the challenges are in law enforcement? I mean, there's probably a ton of them. But what through your lens, what did you see some of the issues were?
The culture. I'm pretty big on the culture. The law enforcement culture itself is just completely screwed up right now. And I think that we can all sit here and say, point fingers, you know, was the Obama administration, it was this, it was that. And I'm not saying, believe me, I always, you know, I give credit where credit's due to Obama and that administration. But, you know, it's a lot more than that. I think that we have a serious lack of leadership in law enforcement. We have a lack of educated leaders and I think it's affecting the culture as a whole. I think that the thin blue line has become very, very thin. I've had a ton of experiences that I did not expect to have when I got into law enforcement. I think the culture, it's breeding a lot of stuff. And I just think that social media honestly emphasizes it all. Mm-hmm. I think it's a huge problem. It was really bad for me. I experienced just some stuff that, I'm like, wait a minute, I thought we were part of a family. Like, what are you trying to stab me in the back for, man?
And that's everywhere, Autumn. I mean, I think it's
yep.
Maybe it's more pervasive in some departments, in some agencies than it is in others. But I agree with you. I mean, being senior leadership in my organization, I think there's a culture problem in law enforcement, and I definitely agree with you. Where I think there's a lack of leadership in some agencies.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think some of the, you mentioned education or lack of educated leaders in some agencies. What do you think some of the solutions are, you know, or what could we be doing better? Because my goal, and I think you and I share the same goal, one of many goals probably, is to make law enforcement better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think some of the solutions are, you know, take leadership, for example? You know, how can we make better leaders in law enforcement?
Well, okay, first of all, we need to stop doing the same things that we've been doing. We're literally policing, in my opinion, and from my experience. Now, listen, I will say this. I do live and I police in Maine. So, I mean, that is definitely not, I'm not in this big city and that, you know, we are definitely behind in the times. But from what I can understand, you know, from, you know, my followers and, you know, my clients, I have about 16 law enforcement officers who are, my own clients that I, you know, I teach and coach. And anyways, so what they said, you know, what I've gathered in my own experience, honestly, it's so much. It's we're doing the same things we used to do. I mean, literally like 20, 30 years ago, I mean, we're just doing the same shit when it comes to promoting, when it comes to how we're acting in briefings and how, you know, we're not doing anything or very few and far between. Are we being innovative? When you go into a police department, and not all of them, but the ones that I've worked at, ones that I've been to, the police departments, they are nowhere near as nice as the fire departments. They're not nice at all. You go into work and it stinks and it's gross and the floors aren't like, they're not as clean. You know, the keyboards are, in my opinion, are very disgusting. I used to have to clean those all the time because like, I don't even know what cops would do, but there, it was so disgusting. And like, just different things. The walls are all white. There's nothing there's nothing to brighten your day. A lot of it's a lack of mindset, right? Like, we just there. Yeah. And then, you know, it's the leadership training itself. Like, why are we not listening to some of the leaders in that topic right now? And like, why are we not having leaders that lead from the front? But what I'm seeing a lot of is leaders that lead from behind their desks, and leaders that are very, very, very afraid of the politics.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, and unfortunately shit rolls downhill.
Yeah.
So, you know, our patrol officers are feeling this immense pressure, you know, and it is absolutely taking away from the job itself.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree with you more. Well said. And I think, well, I know one of my jobs, what I tried to do from my level when I was in law enforcement was, I always viewed leadership as one of my goals and my objectives was to coach, mentor, and train the next person who's going to take my job. I did mm-hmm. not, I did not feel threatened by people who were outshining me, who were doing better things than me, because in my view, Autumn, we talked a little bit about this off the air. You know, I mean, I got other things going on. Law enforcement was a big part of my life for many years, over two decades. But I knew someday that journey was going to end. And so I knew part of my role was to train and educate and mentor the next generation who could take my job. I didn't feel threatened by that. And I think that's huge when it comes to leadership. I think too many leaders out there, to your point, are threatened by people mm-hmm. that are doing better shit than
Absolutely.
They're putting a better work product out there. And they're like, holy shit, we got to keep this person down. We got to keep Autumn down. Mm-hmm. She's outshining people. We can't yep. do that. She's going to look better than me.
Yep. Can't have that because have we're that. All fucking insecure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why is everyone so insecure right now?
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's no doubting that we live in some turbulent times now. Last several years in law enforcement have been rocky, but I think there's a lot of good people, mainly from the front line, the troops, that are doing great jobs. And I'm not trying to insinuate nobody's doing a good job, or there's not a lot of good leaders out there. But again, it goes back to what you said. I think we could be doing better, a better job developing the next generation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I couldn't agree more with you. And, you know, I think, I really think that it starts from the top, and we just need to have,
of course it does.
You know, more educated leaders, and we need to not be breeding a culture of insecure people, yeah. right? Like at the end of the day, just what you said, I mean, if people could not be insecure and just know who they are, just know who you are. Don't lose who you are when you come onto this job. And I think that's a big part of this is mm-hmm. people are losing who they are. They become this police officer and they're taking on this new identity and they're losing what makes them actually them and what makes them unique and why the agency hired them in the first place. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Now let's shift gears a little bit, if you don't mind. Let's talk about your podcast.
Yeah, my favorite subject.
Yeah, I listened to a couple episodes. I think you're doing a fantastic job. Talk about Sheepdog Nation podcast.
Well, thank you so much. It really means a lot to me coming from you. And my podcast is the Sheepdog Nation podcast. And I created it, like I was telling you earlier, but I want to tell this to everybody else. Like, I started that because I wanted to rant about law enforcement.
Hey, and it's perfectly okay. And I told you, I don't think you're going to offend a lot of people. Maybe you will offend some people, Autumn, but hey, we're all big boys and girls, right? We can talk about issues. And I think this goes back to what we were talking about. Sometimes we can't talk about this shit because it might offend somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, I've done my fair share of that, but, you know, I just got on and like, so my podcast is not one that you listen to, without headphones on or when you have children around, because it's literally like you're pulling up car to car next to me and we're on patrol. Like, that's what it's like. We're shooting the shit. We're talking. And if anybody, you know, anybody listening to this used to work with me, they know I'm very big on walking your talk. Right. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I hate more. And I have an idea you're a lot like this. There's nothing I hate more than somebody who just bitch to bitch and doesn't actually do anything about it. Yeah. I'm like, something about it.
I used to tell my troops, I said, don't come with me with your problems. Come with me with solutions.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Because what do cops do? Like, let's be honest. We all know this. We pull up, got a car, and we bitch about the admin. We bitch about our sergeant. We bitch about, you know what I mean?
I know.
The cruisers, and we bitch about all this stuff. But like nobody wanted to take any action, you know, and so that definitely wasn't me, and that got me not very well liked by my admin, but I don't care, you know. But anyway, so I just my podcast is me literally talking about all of the solutions and my ideas and all of this stuff. And honestly, it was actually kind of interesting because I started it, like I said, kind of like a vent session, and then about 6 months into it, I'm like, I got married and I like didn't have like a ton of time to like allocate to my podcast. And like everybody was like, where are you going? Excuse me. I got DM'd on Instagram like multiple times a day. Like, excuse me, you better not be done. Like, you can get married, but as soon as you're done, get your ass back here.
Well, that's so good. That pumps you up and gets you motivated to get back behind the mic.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why I started and that's what I do.
And again, it's a great show. Everybody, in case you're just tuning in, Autumn Smith is on the CJ Evolution podcast. She is the host and creator of Sheepdog Nation, a growing police podcast. And we're just killing it, having a great conversation. Now, at some point, did your admin say, all right, knock your shit off. We're tired of you ranting on a podcast. I mean, did anybody approach you and say, all right, you need to tone it down, or were they perfectly cool with it?
No, my chief right now is amazing. So here's what happened to me. So I went from working in a decent, well, like when I say decent sized city, it's really small compared to you, like big city people, but like in Maine, it's like a Maine. It's like
500 people's huge. City. It's like NYC, man. It's 500 people's big.
That's massive. That's like a quarter of how many cops that are actually in the state of Maine. So I got done. I had to medically retire and because of I have a back injury. So then this chief approached me about working pretty much in, it's a part-time capacity, and I essentially do like the neighborhood watch and the community policing, and I get to monitor the social media and stuff like that. So I'm not out doing patrol anymore. And he knows, like I told him, I'm like, listen up, I'm not saying yes to anything unless I can come on and I could do my thing, like, cause I'm not going to not go on my podcast. And he's like, no, I'm cool with it. You know, just, you know, don't shit on our police department. I'm like, okay. So he's cool with it. Yeah. One of my biggest supporters.
Well, so that is cool. You know, when you got, like I said, you got the admin that are behind you, especially the chief, numero uno, who's saying, you're doing a good job. We love what you're doing. Now, again, being a younger officer, what advice would you give, you know, to new officers? And I know you do this and you give advice to people in the academy, but what advice do you give new officers, you know, as far as, okay, what to expect, you know, when you get to your agency, what do you tell them, Autumn?
What to expect when you get to your agency? Well, I mean,
and I know every agency is different out there.
Yeah.
And there's a different culture. We talked about it, but just some basic advice, which you give new officers.
Well, my first piece of advice I give every single new officer or even veteran officer, but really to my new ones, is don't lose yourself. You heard me just go on a rant about it like 10 minutes ago, but the truth, I'm telling you, this is the truth. This is the key. And I know, Pat, like you can totally agree with this because if you lost who you were, you wouldn't be doing this today.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, don't lose who you are in the job because it gets so easy. It gets so easy to get wrapped up in just, you know, police brands, police social media, police shows, police friends, you know, in the job and the overtime. And it gets so easy to get so wrapped up in all of that you literally forget who you are. Mm-hmm. You forget what made you you prior to this. You know what I mean? And the reason this is so big is because this is your foundation. This is a fundamental thing. You lose who you are and you're losing your friendships, your relationships. You're going to lose your happiness because you're not connected to, you know, what really lights you up. You think you are for a while, because believe me, I was that cop. You know what I used to do? I'm going to tell you, I was this crazy, crazy girl. And I would work day shift. I was on FTO, and I would work day shift with my FTO, and it was a 12-hour shift. We worked 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I would ride unpaid with another FTO from 6 p.m. until 12. Okay. Because I just couldn't get enough of the job. Wow. Like, I was this crazy freaking girl. Yeah. So I know what it's like to lose yourself. And, as you know, it can cost you, it can cost you your happiness. And so my big thing is don't lose yourself. Understand that everybody's human. I got let down a ton, when I first got into law enforcement, because I held all these people on these big pedestals. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this person isn't perfect. Like, this person, what?
Yeah.
You know, and the next thing is don't be a know-it-all. You know fucking nothing. And you know nothing for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing that my lieutenant, he told me, like, when I first started, he said, there's nothing worse than training a newbie who always says, I know.
Yeah.
So, you know, your FTO tells you something and you go, okay, I know.
Now you don't.
He goes, he goes, that is the quickest way to be out on the side of the road doing push-ups for like your entire shift. So if you're, if you're a newbie, respond to that.
Yeah.
It's got to be, okay, I got it. Thank you. Got it. You know, it's never, I know. I don't give a shit if you think you know, you have no idea. You do not know.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I would just piggyback on that a little bit. And I think, and I tell, people that I instruct and teach that I know it's hard, but in my opinion, you gotta have friends outside of law enforcement. I mean, I think it is very 100%. Important because I think, I know I'm a little bit older than you. I told you how old I was. Don't tell anybody. But
I won't tell anybody.
But I think when I started 23 years ago, you guys can do the math. And maybe it's still, I mean, you tell me, Autumn. I mean, it's back when I started, it was basically that us against them mentality. I still think it's out there a lot, but it was basically, if you didn't have a badge, we didn't trust you. And the older I got, it was kind of weird. The older I got and the more I started associating, my wife she's not a cop, doesn't have anything to do with the cop work. But she had a lot of friends, and for years I wouldn't want to hang out with her friends because I'd be like, well, they're not a cop, man. What the hell am I going to talk about? But the more I started 100%. Hanging out, the more I started hanging out with them, I was like, well, these are pretty cool people. And it really helped me realize most people are good. Most people are good out there. I mean, we just deal with the fringe that are, pieces of shit and are out there doing bad stuff. And I think I had that mindset for many years. And then towards the end of my career, I started to realize, probably within the last, 8 to 10 years, I started to realize, most people are good. So my advice to people, along with your great advice, is have friends outside of law enforcement. I know sometimes that's hard because people, once they find you're a cop, they might say, well, I can't associate, which tells me they really weren't your friends to begin with, because if they're your true friends, they're going to stick with you and they're going to support you. So I don't know what you think about that. And I don't know, what it's like for new officers coming on. I don't know if they're still teaching that or if that culture is still prevalent. I think it is, but you tell me, you're closer to it now than I am.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think it is. But again, I don't know if there's such a big emphasis on it. The biggest emphasis I see and hear about all the time is being tactically safe, because obviously, officers getting killed in the line of duty makes, or hurt, assaulted, that makes the headlines constantly. So those are the things that I see a lot of new officers talking about, but they're not really talking about the mindset. We don't really hear a lot of talk about the mindset, and we don't hear about, the emotional survival, although we all love that book, Emotional Survival of Law Enforcement. Yeah. But people aren't really talking. They don't talk too much about it. Or if they do, they just skim it. They just skim the surface of it. And I'm going to be honest, that's a huge motivation for me is to go deep on that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. Working the road, nobody goes deep on that with me. I don't know about you, but nobody went deep on that shit with me. Nobody was like, hey, listen, this is going to be really hard for you, especially as a woman. Nobody sat me down and was like, hey, listen, this is going to fucking suck for you when you decide to have kids and get married, straight up.
Yeah.
And nobody did that with me. And so I'm like, why? You know, I have no idea why, but nobody did that with me until one night I decided to sit my favorite sergeant down and talked with him. And I'll never forget it. And I talk about it on my podcast. I sat him down and I was like, Sarge, like, you're married for like 20 years. You have a couple of kids. You're one of the only still married people in the police department. And, like, how did you do that? And like, can we talk about this? Because I need to prepare myself. Like what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real thing, but people aren't, I don't know. Like, I don't hear a lot of people preparing the younger officers for that.
Well,
probably because we don't want to scare them.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily, and maybe to a degree it's fear or you're scaring people. But I think when you start talking about feelings and, you know, those weird kind of gooey kind of things, those feelings, you mean, then I think for some people, not all people, I think it's a sign of weakness because we're all big and tough. We got all this cool equipment. We got badges. We got all kinds of cool toys that we play with. We go out there and we hook up the bad guys and girls of the world. And I think when you start scratching the surface and you talking about emotional wellness and taking care of yourself and getting enough sleep and getting nutrition and working out, and it's okay to show your feelings, then you're showing, and again, I don't agree with it's a weakness, but I think some people view that as, well, shit, I'm showing my feelings, man. I can't do that. I can't do that in front of the troops. They're going to think they're going to think I'm human, man. I mean, they're going to think I'm human. I got to be this superhero. And I think, to your point, I think that is, we shouldn't be doing that, especially with the next generation. Or, you know, deal about your emotions 20 years down the road. We should be teaching that in the academy.
100%.
Yeah, and that, I agree with you. I think that's just a big disservice. And the greatest leaders I had along the way, Autumn, who can sit there and talk about their feelings. Now, you're not going to talk about every personal thing, but who can talk about their feelings and some rough stuff, you know, that they've gone through and share that. And that's a sign of strength, not weakness.
100%. I got to tell you, I want to tell you this story really quickly. So one of my newest clients, so I have a membership group for just law enforcement, and we talk about like all things. Like let's not hold our hands and do a kumbaya. Like, we're not like that, but like, you know, I'm pretty real about things. Like, hey, he's, you know, your relationship, like, here are the things that you're going to deal with. Okay. You want to start a side hustle, start thinking about, you know, your retirement plan, kind of like what you did. Okay. Here's an idea. Start this, you know, you want to just have a place to go to, you know, get a different perspective of law enforcement, because sometimes we all get so negative, you know, we go down that rabbit hole and we get stuck in these ruts. And like, so I just created this place of, you know, Leo's only, we do group talks, we do all these things together. And okay, anyways, long story short, one of my latest clients, she said to me, she's a newer officer, and she told me the story about how she, like, her first couple of months on the job, she saw some shit, and she went from being this like little sheltered girl to seeing some stuff. And that really, really messed with her. And she goes, but you know what? She goes, and I was so scared, but I went and spoke to my sergeant, and I reached out, and I got some help. And I, you know, I utilized our wellness program or whatever that nobody in my police department's utilizing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I was so afraid that everybody would actually, like, they would like look down on me. She's like, but I have to tell you something. I have got the most support. And I can't even believe it. And I just told her, I was like, you know what? That is such a sign of strength.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, it's such a sign of strength. Yeah. And like, so many people just deal with it. They're like, oh no, I got this.
And I think it's like the domino effect, right, Autumn? Yep. I think once that first person comes forward, it's like, oh shit, well, I guess I can come forward right now. And I can start talking, because you don't want to be the first person, right? We don't want to be that person that puts himself out there, you know, because then you're kind of gauging, is people going to make fun of me or people are going to support me? And I'm the same way, you know, with people in my department that, you know, reached out for help. And I think in that regard, we're changing in a good way, because when I got on the job years ago, I mean, you didn't, you know, you just didn't do that. But I'm glad that officers are able to get, you know, the help that they need. And in my experience, from what I observed, they have a lot of support around them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think that's great that you have these groups for Leos that you're talking about this. That is amazing.
Well, thank you. It's something I'm pretty passionate about. You know, the suicide rate's killing me right now. And, you know, I'm trying to do my little part to, you know, reduce that.
Well, you're doing a big part, and, we need more people like you out there.
Well, thanks.
How can people find you, Autumn, if they want to reach out to you?
Well, the place that I'm always at, I'm very
you on the Insta?
On the Instagram at the Lady Sheepdog. Yeah. That's my favorite. I like Instagram. Facebook drives me nuts, I won't lie, but you can find me there too if like that's where you hang out. But you go to check out my podcast if you're interested in it, but brace yourself because I do swear. and I get pretty heated, so sometimes I have a lot of rants. So you might have to like listen to it on like low volume. it's thesheepdognation.com.
Well, and we'll have that in the show notes, and I encourage everybody to go check out her podcast. It really, really is a good show. Any final words of wisdom or advice you'd like to tell the listeners before we take off?
Yeah, absolutely. I here's my biggest thing I want to tell everybody. I'm on a pretty big kick about it. Is social media isn't what you think about it is. Like as far as like these cops. That you go on Instagram is huge. Instagram is the worst, actually, to be honest with you. You see these cops that are six pack abs, jacked out of their mind. They look like the Hulk, or they're like these bikini models and stuff like that. Like, I want to say I am, for the most part and for most of them, I've got nothing but mad respect for all of them because I could not live my life eating like ground chicken. You know what I mean? And rice. Like, I have so much respect for them. But here's what I want to tell you is, just because like you don't look like that doesn't mean that you can't come out and be a kick-ass cop. Go train jujitsu, learn how to defend yourself, learn how to hold yourself, you know, have the command presence, develop that, develop really good communication skills and just stay humble. Yeah. And you can do this job. But don't, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because honestly, every single day I get people that reach out to me and they're like, I really want to do this, but like, I don't look like that. I'm like, it's okay. I don't look like that.
Yeah.
That's not reality. Go look in these police departments. I'm going to tell you right now, you do not see that. Do you? No. You worked in a police department for 23 years where most of your people have six pack abs and bikini competitors.
No,
exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about humility and being in a world of social media, you know, this Autumn, where everybody wants to be somebody else. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, but you know, it's like, oh God, like you said, we got to look like this person. Be yourself, be authentic, because that's what really matters. You know, that's what really matters. Yeah. That's why people respect you. That's why people come to you and say, Autumn, help me, because you're authentic. Never change.
Yep. 100%. And my last thing, I talk a lot. Sorry guys. but the last thing I just want to say is this is like, and I said this before, but I want to underline it and highlight it and exclamation mark it, is be the person that like, if you just got hired to be a police officer, you're a rookie, be the person the police department hired, be that person. Do not lose that person. And that's part of your humility, right? And that's part of you just being true and authentic. Don't lose that. If you love like dirt bike riding, or you know what I mean? Or if you're a wrestler, or if you're an avid fly fisher, just because you become a cop, like don't stop that. That's what makes you so cool. And on the road, you can relate to so many people because there's nothing more cool than like a cop, like when you're dealing with like a hot situation, right? But you know this, Pat, like you go in and like you got to diffuse it. So what can you do? You're going to whip out in your toolbox some conversation, some experience, because like, you see on the wall, you're at a domestic violence situation and they're going at it, right? Like they're arguing and like, but you see the guys like this, he loves fly fishing or he loves fishing. And so you can just
capitalize
all of a sudden. Yeah. Capitalize on that. That is the best. That is the best. And I just don't lose that. Don't forget about that. That is honestly, it's such a career saver, and it can be, you could save your own ass from that too.
Well, Autumn Schmidt, you rock. I want you to keep doing what you are doing. We wish you much success in the future. I would love to have you back on the show sometime when you're like,
I'd love
huge
to come back on, but you're going to come on mine.
I'd love to come on your show. You let me know and I'll be there. And for everybody, good. Again, check out Sheepdog Nation podcast. Autumn, much success to you. Have a great night and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.